Townships exist in the context of county government. They bring government services that would otherwise be performed by the county down to a more local level. For example, counties send out property tax bills based on property appraisals made by township assessors.
So they have a supervisor of assessment at the county, and that person works with all the townships and all the township assessors to make sure we're all on the right page and we're all working together, because what we do impacts them and what they do impact us.
That's Paul Faraci, the township assessor for the city of Champaign Township. Faraci oversees a staff of three in offices he shares with Andy Kornstrom, the township supervisor. Kornstrom oversees general assistance for the township, short-term emergency public aid. That's all there is to township government in the city of Champaign, except for the township board. And the Champaign City Council performs that role in monthly meetings devoted to township business. Paul Faraci is a former Champaign City Council member, so he's also a former township board member.
Well, the township board looks after everything, but primarily the budget of what occurs in both the supervisor's office and the assessor's office. As a city council member, that's actually what got me interested in being in the township level.
If this was a rural township, there would be more elected township officials with more to do, from maintaining rural roads to possibly looking after cemeteries, parks, even sewer systems. But City of Champaign Township is one of 18 townships in Illinois that are coterminous with the city. That means their borders are almost identical. Urbana, Bloomington, and Peoria are other coterminous townships where the city has taken over many services. And there are a couple of cities that have taken everything over.
The Belleville Township, primarily their total duties were general assistance and community assistance and emergency assistance.
That is Mark Eckert, the mayor of Belleville, an urbanized town in St. Clair County near St. Louis that has a coterminous township.
Because that they had limited responsibilities, we knew that we could potentially absorb and take charge.
And that's what Belleville did last year. The city lobbied for and got a change in state law making it possible for towns like them and smaller counties to absorb their coterminous township governments if both bodies approve and voters pass a referendum. Eckert says general assistance work, once handled by two full-time township employees, is now done by two part-time city workers in human resources.
While nobody likes to change, this was a positive change in Belleville. I'm not going to say it's going to work for everybody, but we've taken this on. We did our homework. And quite honestly, this adjustment has worked very well in our city.
City officials in Evanston, a Chicago suburb about the size of Champaign, say the same thing about their absorption of township services a few years earlier. But township officials say the change comes with a loss of accountability. Executive Director Brian Smith with the group Township Officials of Illinois says when township government is eliminated, the services they used to oversee are no longer tied directly to an elected official.
I think the citizens lose to a certain extent if the township is folded into the city, because then it becomes more just like a city department, so to speak, and the people don't have a voice in who's running it or anything like that.
If local leaders and the voters agree, Champaign and Urbana could also eliminate their township governments. But there's a wrinkle. Belleville and Evanston are in counties with no real township assessors. In both St. Clair and Cook counties, property assessments are done at the county level. That's not the case in Champaign County and many others in Illinois. So before coterminous townships disappear in those counties, city officials will have to consider if actual property assessment is a job they're ready to handle. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.